You are an exceptionally beautiful woman, with talents to match your exquisite taste and good looks. You deserved a prince who would have treated you like his queen, but instead the man who said I do to love and cherish you has shown his true colors, a monster of a man, not a real human being. He has crushed you in so many ways. Your heart beats for all that is beautiful and true. You have hopes and dreams. Instead, you have poured out your dreams to serve your husband, now an ex, and to help him build his own dreams. But now is your time, my friend, your time to fly. You seek to help other women to find their true inner beauty and express it in their clothing, hair, and makeup, like a heavenly beauty spa. It seems like all hell is broken loose in your life, trying to stop this amazing dream, and I haven't even shared the whole thing. If it weren't for the darkness, we'd never see the full radiance of your glory. This great darkness that is pressed in hard on you, so hard, it seemed beyond your strength to endure. We bless you and thank you for not giving up. You've faced and defeated cancer 3 times. If that wasn't enough, you were pressed, crushed, and smashed from every direction, finances, health, and a sociopathic tormentor to boot. Grace is courage under pressure, and the grace on your life has caused you to burn with a brilliant white light. You are a woman of great courage and strength, thanks to this marvelous gift of grace. And you don't have to stay in this earthly prison, this concentration camp of pain and suffering, scarcity and torment. Music is your transporter to the heavenly realm. Your spirit plays music that sounds like a harp, and as you play this music, wings grow on your back, and your spirit begins to soar higher and higher. You twirl, for your heart is filled with joy, and joy is your strength. You're rising higher. You're soaring on the notes of praise. A crown of life is on your head, sparkling. You are clothed in amethyst gemstones, lavender in color. The amethysts bring peace and calming to your soul. And you need this soothing, for you have endured a level of horror that would have killed other women. Your dress is woven in gold, and it sparks and lights up the darkness around you, almost like lightning and flashes of light. It speaks of your divine royal nature in the image of Christ. Bells are ringing, children singing, for the good news you are bringing, dancing, twirling, water swirling, simply laughing as little girling. In the midst of this, God is doing a healing work in you. An old wound has been reopened, but only for a time, to clean it out once more so healing can be complete. You are being made into the image of Christ. His divine nature is being formed in you. Like Christ, you have learned obedience through suffering. You have been found tried and true in the fiery trials. Your precious gifts of gold have been refined, and your life is pure and holy, set apart for your bridegroom. And I'm now quoting from Kimberly to Mick. Remember that just because the enemy tries to pull out its last weapon to frighten you, that means absolutely nothing. God is greater, and he is making you to walk in triumph, victory, and an overcoming spirit. God sees your strength and knows you feel as if it is sapped and you are emptied out to the point of wanting to give up and hide. Your heart is fearful of the future and you are discouraged that nothing good will ever come from the ruins of your life. You are feeling that you have trusted and believed God, and yet he seems afar off, and even as if God himself has closed himself off to you. Sometimes it seems that having faith in God seems like some cruel joke, and you shudder in self-condemnation. God wants you to know that he is not taken aback at your brutal honesty, your questions, your vulnerability. He does see you, and he is listening. He understands that you cannot see the end from the beginning. The Lord knows that your eyesight is limited and that your view has been blocked. He is a compassionate God who sees your frailty and knows your back is up against the wall. All you can see is what is in front of you, and you cannot see the way out. The end of the thing has not been seen yet. The Lord is not writing your heart off. He is in the shadows and behind the scenes working a work you cannot fully know or see as the finishing touches are being put on his plans for you. And that shadow you think is the enemy closing in on you is the Lord himself covering you, hiding you under his wings. There is still light where you are as he is that light. You may feel as if the darkness has enveloped you, but the Lord will not let you go. He will not let the enemy win when all is said and done. Your enemy is looking for you, but you are hidden. You feel scared because you see the battlefield and think you're in the actual battle, but in fact, you are out of the reach of the enemy and looking down on the battlefield. Soon you will see a turnaround and watch as God sends your enemy into derision. Your ex-husband will be seen for who he really is, and you'll be vindicated. You won't need to lift a finger. The Lord will fight for you. Yes, you have in the past fought with his sword and wielded the word of God, but you did it. You did not know that the enemy of your life was in those very moments mortally wounded. End of quote. And this is how we picture your greatest enemies, dear sister, mortally wounded by the Lord's own hand, exposed for who and what it is, and you vindicated. Together we read these words and declare them in the face of your dark circumstances. We will proclaim God's truth, wielding it like a mighty sword, until every last enemy of yours is defeated. Dear heart, we bless you and thank you for not giving up. You are tried and true, and we honor you. And dear reader, if you are reading this and the words resonate in your own heart, feel free to pray and declare these very words into your own life. It takes repetition. For as our ears hear the word of God over and over, our faith is building. It's our faith that moves the mountains in our path. It's the truth that sets us free. So this word is for you too. So grab it. Take hold of the promises and never let go.